Good morning. It is 9:09, and it is time for an update here from Coffeeville's Reawakening. We have Denise York joining us. Good morning, Denise. How's it going?
Pretty good. Morning, James.
All right. So we are just getting close to a lot of big events that are on the way. So where do you want to start?
I want to start with just Fontanville. I just want to touch on it right now. We'll kind of hit it a little bit heavier in the next couple weeks, but it is July the 25th, Spencer Rounds Theater over at CCC. The tickets are on sale now, either online or at the chamber. So mark the date on that one, and we'll get some guests in here to kind of talk and tell what's going on. And the main thing I wanted to bring up right now is Summer Celebration, because it's here. You know, it's a chance to celebrate the 250th. So, I mean, it's a big deal this year. And I know Gail and Kathy have went all out, and I think Gail's...
He's on the line.
He's on the line.
Good morning, Gail. How's it going? Hey, it's good to have you along here.
We're up and ready to go here. You know, there's a lot of things going to go on here Saturday. So, well, even Friday, you know, a lot of the vendors are going to start coming in. And I think we got some help coming to, you know, to help get in. We got, like, I think Kathy said, 127 vendors signed up. So far, everything, you know, food vendors, crafts, merchandise, just almost everything you can think of is, you know, going to be a shopping mall out there. He said it's, as far as the food, barbecue, Mexican, American food, soul food, cotton candy, freeze-dried candy, shaved ice, pork rinds, breakfast foods, if you get out there early, cookies, cupcakes, lemonade, just everything you can think of, I believe, is going to be there. As far as the events, you know, the first thing in the morning, the fun run, Dr. Stoneberger, he's heading up this morning. He's heading up the fun run this year. And I don't know, they've got the routes down there. No charge to enter. Afterwards, when they get back, we've got $25 gift cards for the 25 runners. They'll draw out of the hat just numbers, random. You can win that. He's also going to set up a soft tissue massage for some of the runners if they want when they get back. And then afterwards, he's going to go to the park and set up a booth, and then you can walk by and, you know, if you would like to have a mini soft tissue massage, well, he's going to be there to do that. Next thing coming up, of course, is our, you know, our DJ will be out there early. DeVille Productions, Drew Benz and Andy Vail, they'll be playing music and giving our announcements from about probably around 8 o'clock up until 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon after the car show awards and the kitty car show, you know, cruise and everything is over with. And then the bands will start taking over shortly after that. Car show, we've got supposedly cars coming in. Of course, the weather's got a lot to do with car show, so hopefully we have a lot of cars this year. You know, we've been told Joplin and Kansas City, is some of the cars are coming. Independence has, you know, told us that they've got several cars coming down. Anyway, about 1:30 for the Car Show Awards. 2 o'clock, the Car Show Awards. Immediately following the Kitty Car Show and Cruise, that would be Denise York and Debbie Carter heading that up. They'll be at the Ron Stevenson Building. They're going to, well, when they do their cruise, where, you know, of course, we run them out to the grandstands, in front of the grandstands. We've got medallions. Each little participant kid gets $10 bill, and I think Denise told me, right? You can't answer that for sure, but I think there's going to be a special award for best decorated patriotic car. Is that right, Denise?
That is right, and Uncle Sam's going to be presenting
that.
So
Uncle Sam will be there a little earlier to answer any questions that, you know, the people around and the kids might have.
Gail,
it's always a really fit.
On the kitty car, they can start dropping those off at 9:30 in the morning. That's when we're going to start registering them and getting them in, and they can decorate right there at the Ron Stevens building. So we're looking for the red, white, and blue theme, anything patriotic.
Yep. That just seems to be one of our premier events up there. Just, you know, the crowds come around, they really cheer on the kids. I lead them out with the sheriff's department. The car this year or an SUV or a little ATV or something with lights and siren. We lead them out, escort, and it's funny because sometimes it's a race to get there. They pass us, or it's a demo derby or what. But bring the little power wheels out. Somebody asked us the other day. A lot of them are putting the remote controls on them, so the parents can kind of control what they do, which is really good. It's just a really cool little event that we've came up with. I think the next thing on the agenda that day will just be car show being going on, the cornhole tournament, the registration, I believe, starts at 11. The tournament will start at 1. $20 entry fee on that. I think first place, I believe I read the $300. Second and third place, I believe it's 2-1. South Coffeyville Cheer Squad is putting that on. They are putting it on for, you know, their benefit. All proceeds go to them. That last year, I think they, you know, it really turned out good. They made a little money for the cheer squad down there. See what else is going on. The vendors will be there all day. You can come out and walk through. With 127, it may take you a little bit to walk through them, but like I said, there's everything you can think of that's going to be out there.
Now, Gail, I know that, we're looking at the forecast here, and I know that there's been some years past where you may have had to hold off a little bit for rain, but I think most of the time you've been able to pull the fireworks off. What is the plan if there is rain here for the fireworks on Saturday evening?
James, you got to cut that out.
I know.
Well, I don't know. You know, in the 10 years we've been running the Coffeyville, we've always had a little bit of rain sometime during the day, but the fireworks people have gone through it so many times. You know, they know what they're doing. I think they buy how many thousands of dollars, I'd say, worth of trash bags to cover all the fireworks stuff, and then, you know, they know how to get it on, and then I think we'll have a fireworks show regardless.
All right, I hope so too, because I remember last year we just had a little shower come through in the afternoon and it dried right up and we were okay. So I don't think you've ever had to postpone it, have you, in the 10 years?
No, I think there was one time we had a little delay, you know, just because of the fireworks that people had to, you know, after they covered, they had to go out and get everything uncovered. But, there might be a little delay. You know, bear with us. We're going to have a fireworks show, and I think this year's show is going to be, you know, I've always said bigger and better every year. Kurt Stevens and Sigura, the Foggy Bottom Boys, have always put on a good show for us. They've been with us for all of our shows in Coffeyville. They're just such good people. They're family to us. You know, they're going to strive to make this one of the better shows, best shows we've ever had. And the, like I said, we're going back to the 5 o'clock hour, probably somewhere in that neighborhood, Backroads Band, Retro Rockers. Again, this year, I just never had the idea of changing that because those two bands are just, to me, put on one of the best shows that, you know, and they're local bands. Retro Rockers is, you know, classic, early classic rock, and Backroads Band is country rock and country. They just put on a good show, and they're just absolutely amazing, you know, musicians, too. Kathy has something here. Oh, yeah, we're talking about the poker run. I think, you know, in years past, people thought the poker run was just for the car show folks. But no, anybody that has a car that is licensed, a car or anything that's licensed to be on the highways, can enter this. You know, it's $20 a card. The way that starts, it'll be you buy the cards at right in front of the grandstands at the park. You can buy as many cards as you want. It'll start right there. You get your first punch right there at the grandstands. The first stop will be the O'Reilly's Auto Parts store in Coffeyville, and they will punch your card, and then from there you'll go to Caney at North Star Metalworks at the flea market right there. Just as you go into Caney, about a half mile south is the intersection there on the left-hand side. They've got the sculptures and metalworks all out, so you can't miss it. And then you'll get the punch there, and then from there, go up Highway 75 to Independence and go to the John Lay Truck and Auto up there. There, kind of as you go into town, right before you go over the overpass on the right-hand side, John Lay Truck and Auto Sales, and you'll get your punch there, and then from there, you'll travel back down to the grandstands in Coffeyville and get your fifth punch. And then they will determine the winners when everybody gets in. I don't know whether they have a time limit to get in or not. I don't think so, but, you know, they'll wait. You get your last punch, and then whoever has the highest poker hand, we don't know what the... It kind of depends on how many participants there is, but, you know, that poker run pot has been pretty big in the past, and the first $500, Coffeyville Summer Celebration will put in the first $500, so, you know, whatever they take in on top of the $500 that we put in, and the pot's going to be pretty big. So, anyway, anybody that has a car that is, like I say, legal on the highway, licensed drivers, I don't think we had a question about UTVs, ATVs, and that kind of thing going. I don't think they're legal on the U.S. highways. I don't think that state highways, yeah. You know, cars, trucks, rat rods, motorcycles, you know, anything that, you know, is fairly reasonable speed on the highways and legal, join the fun, join the, you know, you take a chance on winning some pretty big bucks up there. So, I don't know of anything really other than that. You know, 127 vendors, and that's probably not counting some of the vendors that, you know, have just been there in years past that just know, they know the drill, they, you know, they show up. So we could really, really fill that park with vendors. Last year it looked so good with all those canopies. Had a short video from above, and it just really looked cool. With Mike Bradley, he's kind of leading the show this year, the car show. Brandy Avery, and she is going to do the registration. It starts at 8 o'clock over at the tunnel at the tunnel on the grandstands is where the registration will be. No charge for, car show registration. And just come over. Car, we got goodie bags. We've got some really, really cool trophies that were made by Apache Industries here in Coffeyville. Stainless steel, laser etched. It's really cool. Kind of a American flag type cut trophy. Just really, really nice. Got some special for the top. What we're doing this year is it's the top 30. But what we're doing was the first 26 will be, just a trophy for the first 26. Last four will be motorcycle, rat rod, truck, car. It'll be a top 30 award, but also a $100 gift card to go along with it. Then we have an under 18 trophy, and it'll also have a $100 gift card to go with it. And then we have a little bigger trophy for best overall, and this is just best overall of the car show. The trophy is a little bit bigger, just a little bit nicer. Also a $100 gift card. And then I've got a little special gift to give to the best overall. Kind of not going to reveal that yet, but, if you'll be there, you'll see it's kind of a unique and it's kind of funny in a way, but it's going to be really cool. Gosh dang, I don't know what else to say. It's just, this is our 10th year out there. Everything is just, 10 years have just absolutely been awarding for Kathy and I and the people that help us out. Brady, he's probably one of the busiest ones. He'll be there Friday to try to get the vendors in, get them all set up, make them look nice. With getting all them in and getting them in and getting them all set up. Friday, they can come in and pick up a spot where they want. The food vendors are usually around the outside, but all the craft vendors are in the shade. That's been a big question. Is there shade there? It's just tremendous to me. Just to make it look like that, how it's grown over the last 10 years. We'll have, like I said, everything from food to crafts to information. I believe James said he's KGGF. The radio would be out there. I guess it's KGGF, isn't it, James?
That's right. Yep. So we'll be out there, and then we do plan on having a remote over there on 98.1 in the evening, 6 to 8. And then, of course, we're looking forward to doing the fireworks soundtrack again and get that audio from Bob. I know he loves to put together that music while the fireworks are going off, so we'll have that all on 98.1.
Oh, yeah, and, just kudos to Bob York. He comes out and sets up the stage for the band, and then he comes up, and sets up all the sound equipment for the band. He's just Superman to me.
Hey, Bob has help.
Yeah.
Maybe not much, a little bit, but.
Yeah. Well, I'd be there in a heartbeat if I could get around, but I guess I can be there for some moral support. So, Denise, I don't know. Have you got any other questions or anything that I can try to answer?
I don't think so. I think you've covered it all, you know. Just, you know, you know, people need to attend and support and participate. So this is a great thing going on.
Well, a couple of things that, you know, we've been asked on the, people are asking when do the fireworks start? Well, we're just telling them at dark. You know,
it's all right.
Kirk likes it dark.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, that's usually what, 9:30, 9:45, somewhere in that, right before the fireworks. Well, I'll get up and, you know, and just kind of thank all the contributors. I try to go down the list. I've got 2 pages of contributors this year. The community is just, oh, been awesome this year. You know, that's why we can put this thing together. I think we probably, I'd be safe to say we probably got 90% of the Coffeyville businesses involved as contributors this year. It's just, you know, overwhelming, you know, especially this year being our 10th anniversary and America's 250 birthday. You know, I tried to stress when I talked to them that, you know, we're really going to try to make this a special year for this Coffeyville Summer Celebration. It's just been tremendous of how our community has come together, and it's not just local. You know, we're getting contributions now. We don't charge. I might go back to that too and say there is absolutely no charge for the car show. You come in, you register, everything is free. There is absolutely no charge for admission. You come in and walk around all day. It won't cost you anything. The only thing that you will pay for out there will be anything you buy from the vendor. I had a guy ask me if the food was free. Well, I know we had kind of on there that everything was free, but the fine print is everything is free except for what you buy from the vendors, and that includes the food. So,
yeah.
I don't know. Just everything will be free other than, let's see, well, the entry fee at the cornhole tournament was free. And then I think the only other thing that you'll pay for event-wise will be the poker run, you know, and the cornhole tournament and the poker run is going to pay out. So, yeah, kind of enjoying that fun. It's just, you know, it's just going to be, I believe, an amazing day. And if James was, going to cut this rain out.
I know. Well, hey, we're gonna have our fingers crossed. You know what? I think you've been able to pull it off every year for 10 years. I don't see why we can't continue it on.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you don't have anything that the maybe need an answer for or try to. I think I've kind of covered everything. Just come out and enjoy the day. Bring the family. Bring your lawn chairs. You know, enjoy the evening with bands and then a fantastic fireworks show. You know, and then that's all I can say is, you know, come out, be safe when you leave. God bless America.
All right.
Thanks, Gail.
Hey, Gail, we appreciate everything you're doing, and just can't wait for Saturday. We're chomping at the bit.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate everybody.
All right. Hey, you take care.
Well, you too.
Yep. That is Gail Smith here with Summer Celebration coming up this Saturday all day. So going to be a great one.
All day.
All right. Anything else, Denise, as we wrap up?
I have nothing else.
Okay. So. All right. We'll see you out there this Saturday.
Okay.
Summer Celebration on the way. With that, we'll get back to Open Line here in just a few moments.